You're listening to SBS News.
Life's not so bad for ex-prime ministers, with pictures revealing that while Liz Truss was falling on her sword back home, Boris Johnson was far away, soaking it up in the sun in the Dominican Republic, as speculation mounted of a dramatic return to the top job. Those who know him suggest he was always planning a comeback, but it's unlikely he dreamt it could happen so soon. He left Number 10 just 6.5 weeks ago after a series of scandals, including the Downing Street lockdown parties for which he was fined by police. Yet he has the support of some of the Tory party's biggest hitters, including Defence Secretary Ben Wallace.
But I know when I was Secretary of Defence, he invested in defence, he supported me, he supported the actions this country has taken to keep us safe. So that's at the moment, I'm leaning towards that. Let's see, in 2019, he won a general election with a huge majority. You know, he was legitimately sent into Parliament as the Prime Minister based on the vote of the whole electorate, not just on Tory members, not just on members of Parliament. That he got a mandate, and I think that's an important thing for all of us to bear in mind.
But many Conservatives shudder at the thought of bringing back Boris, with some, including MP Nigel Mills, threatening to quit the party if he returns.
He was forced out by dozens of resignations only a matter of weeks ago. It's very hard to believe that he could put together a stable government, as far as I can tell, and I think that is a risk we can't afford to take as a party and not one we should inflict on the country.
While Mr Johnson is still quite popular with Tory party members, a new poll has found only 27% of voters want to see him return as Prime Minister. A polarising figure, as this small street survey would attest.
I love him. I don't think that they should have ever got rid of him.
Boris is too much of a risk. It's good fun, but I don't think we want him again.
He lied, no morals.
With Mr Johnson still facing a parliamentary investigation into so-called Partygate, opposition leader Keir Starmer is staggered he's even being considered.
Well, I remind myself that only 3 months ago, Boris Johnson left office because most of those who were serving him on his front bench had declared that he was unfit for office. So to go from the kamikaze budget under Liz Truss back to a man that his own party has declared is unfit for office is the most powerful argument you could possibly have for a general election.
Leader of the House Penny Mordaunt was the first to officially join the race, but former Chancellor Rishi Sunak remains the favourite. The runner-up to Liz Truss in the last contest, he's seen as a safe pair of hands for Britain's fragile economy. Candidates need the support of 100 of their fellow Conservative MPs to reach the next stage of the contest. At the moment, Rishi Sunak leads the count with 82, followed by Boris Johnson on 41 and Penny Mordaunt on 19. If only one reaches 100, they'll automatically become leader without the question being put to the Tory party membership. There is a chance the Tories could unite behind a single candidate through backroom deals and promises of portfolios. It would deprive party members of a vote, which many Conservatives think would be sensible. After all, last time members backed Liz Truss, and that didn't work out too well. Gareth Borum, SBS News.